time to talk softball a day earlier than usual, but that's because of schedule changes for the Maine Black Bears softball team. Coach Mike Kootz joining us. Mike, good afternoon.
Hello, Rich. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, thanks. So it looks like as I look out the window at the deluge here, you have a pretty good decision.
I would say yes. I mean, it's crazy how hard it's raining right now.
So are you going to play UMass Lowell in a conference game tomorrow afternoon? And my goodness, team is on a roll after a sweep of UMBC last weekend. You guys are playing great softball, 6 straight, 9-1 in the conference.
Yeah, the girls have been doing a great job. I mean, just getting back from the spring trip and kind of getting everybody healthy, getting Felicia back in the lineup and getting an opportunity to play more consistently has helped that. And, no, we're off to a good start. We've pitched well since we've been back. The thing I'm waiting for next to come along that I think will solidify things a little more is our ability to play really good defense.
Hey, Mike, this is Bruce. I just thought you might want to let the world know what we learned Monday night about one of your players up at the award ceremony at Maine for her outstanding courage and effort.
Erin Bogdanovich?
Yes.
What she's had to overcome. Yeah, I mean, those are some things that people don't realize. I mean, a lot of people just look at numbers and stats and wins and losses. And, you know, she's had to battle back from when she was in high school. She got in a car accident and had a really bad concussion, and it ended up getting into her back, and she's had a back operation. And she actually went to Stetson first, and they said they would never clear her to play softball again because of the concussion. And that's really how she ended up at Maine. And she had to overcome a lot, and, you know, stories like that that get you motivated and kind of keeps the team motivated, too, when they think they're going through some tough times.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because whether it's in coaching or in education, I mean, those are the reasons we do what we do, because you see those kids that just do their job, and you never, unless you know them really well, you don't know some of the struggles that they're dealing with. And for the people on the outside who just look at scores and one-loss records, there's so much more that collegiate and high school athletics are all about.
Yes, and you know, you're in education and you're around kids. There is so much going on in kids' lives today that, you know, coaching on the field for me right now is probably third or fourth on the list. I mean, there's so many other things that, you know, you're dealing with on a daily basis and making sure the kids are getting a great experience, not just softball-wise, but academically and at the University of Maine, that you're just doing a lot more now. And I think that's probably changed from years past, but to me that's just another great thing about coaching, because it allows you to get really involved in what the kids are doing and help them so that when they leave Maine that they're prepared to be you know, great people in the community and in their jobs and so forth.
Well, and now you get to experience that before too long as a parent. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, I know. Who knows, Rich? I'll just say, and you'll find out soon enough, the 18 years have gone by fast with Jackson getting ready to go to college, and Maggie's a freshman now, and I mean, everything just goes by fast now. So it's, you know, people always said, enjoy it while you can, and you're like, yeah, whatever. But it's like, it's amazing how fast it goes by.
Well, on the field, you've got UMass Lowell tomorrow, and then you make the trek out to Binghamton. But, you guys have become road warriors this season, so a little trip to upstate New York is nothing.
Yeah, it won't be. You know, tomorrow, you know, that's in some people's eyes a big series, and I guess if you look at it, we're in first, they're in second. But as I said to the girls today, you know what, on the calendar, Thursday comes before Saturday, so we've got to go through tomorrow in UMass Lowell, and they've given us our only conference loss. So a little bit extra motivation for them tomorrow, but they've played well. You know, UMass Lowell's done a nice job. I think next year will be the first year they're eligible for the tournament, and then, you know, getting into Binghamton pretty much probably could determine who wins the conference and who doesn't. So we're just trying to get one day at a time and be the best we can.
Now, I got to say, yeah, you and I had discussed the possibility. I'm a little disappointed we didn't try to do an in-game conversation tomorrow. I think that could have been fun.
You know what? I would love to do that if I could guarantee that I would be in the dugout when you called and not coaching third base. It might be a little hard coaching third base.
I don't know. That sounds like it'd be an adventure and a half. Well, we will do that. We will attempt to do that at some point.
That sounds like a great plan to me.
All right. Mike, as always, great talking with you. Good luck tomorrow and this weekend, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right, Rich and Bruce. Have a great day.
You bet. It's Mike Kootz, thanks. University of Maine, Black Bear softball coach here on Downtown.